Dental Excellence Harewood on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So today on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show, I have come along to somewhere I've never been before. It's called Dental Excellence at Harewood, and I am with Donald Sloss. Hello, Donald.
Hiya, nice to see you.
I've got to say, this is one of the most beautiful dentists I've ever seen before in my life. Do people often have that reaction when they come in?
It is quite special. I mean, it's one of the great things, especially when we're talking about dental anxiety. People come in and say, well, it's not like any dentist I've ever been to. And that immediately puts them at ease. It's great.
And of course, you've led us in nicely to introduce what it is we're talking about today. Dental anxiety is, as you would imagine, people being anxious about coming to the dentist. How much of a common problem is that?
It's massively widespread, and it ranges from mild anxiety and people just not really wanting to go to the dentist, but they know they've got to the absolute overriding phobia of even crossing the street rather than walking past a dental practice. I've seen the whole spectrum, and it can really, really affect people's lives quite deeply.
Hello, my name's Julie Swift, and I'd just like to tell you about my journey. I've always been anxious from a child, and the experience over the years has never ever got better. I've always gone to the dentist every 6 months. It's not that I've avoided it, but I've just always been terrified to the point where I had panic attacks. I couldn't sleep before I came. I felt sick. My stomach was lurching. Once I got here, I couldn't stay out of the bathroom, all very, very embarrassing. I really needed to find somewhere where I was comfortable.
Do you know how many people are scared?
The rough statistics are about 60 to 80% are mildly, at least mildly anxious. And then you move up to the top sort of 10% where it really affects their life. And then the top few percent, it is a major, major life-threatening thing. I've had folk contemplating suicide because of the problems that they really have addressing the dental anxiety. It's weird.
How did you get involved with treating, would you say nervous or anxious patients?
Well, nervous, anxious, the whole spectrum up to phobia. I really just sort of fell into it, and I enjoy treating people. And part of it is it's much easier for me to treat people who are not anxious. So what I learned to do was to take somebody who is anxious and make them not anxious. And naturally, there's a lot of self-interest here because it makes my life so much easier if I'm treating somebody that's nice and relaxed and happy in the chair rather than stressed out.
So I came here and I met Donald, and straight away he put me at ease. I came in, I sat down in a comfy chair, he talked to me, he asked me what the problem was. And he listened when I talked to him, which nobody had ever asked me, and nobody had ever listened. So that was amazing. And Donald was just so easy and likable. And he said that his aim was for me to feel comfortable by the time my treatment was finished.
So if somebody is listening then and is thinking, I am one of those people, whether it's feels like a 10% fear or 100% fear, what would happen when a patient first comes to see you, Donald? What happens?
First thing is we've got a great team. So the first contact with the practice is actually through our reception, and they're great. They'll chat to you. And if you want to speak to somebody even before seeing me, we've got treatment coordinators. You can come in and just have a chat with them. So again, it's the fear of the dentist. I had another classic example where I was actually at an exhibition, stood beside a dental chair, and a chap came up and we got chatting away, and he was absolutely fine, and he mentioned how scared he was of the dentist, and we talked for about 5 minutes. And then I mentioned the fact that I actually was a dentist, and he literally jumped back 5 paces because I'm a dentist. He couldn't talk to a dentist. So some people just have that barrier that they want some other reassurance. So we've got the team in place, so we can do that first of all. Then when people actually see me, we just talk, and there's nothing to be scared of in just having a chat. Again, it's down to control. If for whatever reason somebody came in, had to talk to me and decided I don't want to go ahead with treatment, that's absolutely fine. You've lost absolutely nothing apart from a bit of time and having a chat, and you can go off elsewhere. thankfully that's never ever happened. It's always progressed from there, but that's because we give people that option. If they feel they're tied in the room, they're in the room, door's going to close and we're going to carry out some treatment, then obviously they're going to be more anxious. So we just take things a little bit at a time, identify their fears, as we said, and examine the teeth if that's what's needed, and come out with a treatment plan and work out why we stage the treatment plan in a way that's really, really comfortable.
The fears, the panic, the anxiety had lessened by more than half to about 30%, maybe less than that. And everybody here, the staff on the desk, they all make me feel so comfortable and that I am the one that it's important for me to feel comfortable. To be honest, when I left last week, I was crying because I was so happy because it was the best experience I'd had ever, dental-wise, and I didn't think that was possible. So moving forward, I know that I will be far less anxious, and that's just all down to the staff here. So that's my story.
You also have an event coming up in a couple of weeks' time, which gives people the opportunity to come and meet you to talk about whatever level of anxiety they have about the dentist. Tell me about that event and what people can expect from it.
Okay, so it's at the dental practice. We've got a wee lecture room at the dental practice at Dental Excellence at Harewood. And what the idea is just for people to come along. There's no obligation, but it gives us a chance to talk about dental anxiety. So I'll do a little bit of a talk of who I am, what I do, how I treat people gently, and how we overcome the problems. But what I'd also like is people to actually ask questions and explain what bothers them in particular, because if we've got one person in the room that's got one specific anxiety, for instance, fear of needles, fear of injections, we can talk about how we overcome that, and everybody else in the room will probably have the same question. So it helps just deal with all these problems.
And so that event is on the 22nd of November. It's at 6 o'clock. What else do people need to do? They need to book on? Do they need to buy a ticket? How does it work?
No, if they can call the practice so we know who's coming. And then the chaps on reception will tell you more about it at that point. So just give the practice a call, explain that you want to come along to that evening, and they'll tell you all about it.
If you'd like more information on how Donald and the team at Dental Excellence Harewood could help you, or you'd like to find out more information about the Dental Anxiety Evening on the 22nd of November, simply visit dentalexcellencehairwood.com, or you can give them a call on 0113 218 1919.
Dental Excellence Harewood on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.